Chapter 3. Russia. Sleeping with the Enemy. The U.S. generals had been muzzled. Politically correct government officials, not wanting to offend, had made sure that American spokesmen scrupulously avoided mentioning the uncomfortable truth, that one of our so-called friends was helping the enemy. But as much as certain U.S. officials wanted to ignore the truth, they could not get around the fact that Russia had supplied the Iraqi military with systems meant to defeat one of America's marquee weapons systems, a bomb guided to its target by satellite navigation. It was late March 2003, and the war to oust Saddam Hussein's regime had been underway for just a few days. To defend themselves against the U.S. military's highly advanced precision-guided bombs, the Iraqis had purchased 6 electronic jammers from the Russian company Aviaconversia. Saddam's military had spread the small boxes in a circle around Baghdad, believing that the jammers, which emit electronic noise to disrupt navigation signals sent from Global Positioning System, GPS satellites, the heart of several of the U.S. military's key advanced weapons, could prevent U.S. bombs from hitting their targets. The jamming didn't work, because the Pentagon had learned from several years of testing that it could negate the jammers by altering the GPS signals. Still, U.S. electronic warfare aircraft had trouble locating the jammers, which put out only between 4 and 8 watts of power, making them difficult to detect. In the early days of the war, the U.S. Air Force had to conduct multiple bombing raids to find and eliminate the Iraqis' GPS jammers. A day after the final raid, Air Force Major General Gene Renoir said, "He was happy to report that we have destroyed all 6 of those jammers." But as part of the U.S. government's effort to pretend that the Russians were not aiding the enemy, General Renoir did not specify who had supplied Iraq with the GPS jamming system, saying only that they have procured the jammers from another nation. At the Pentagon, Army Major General Stanley McChrystal took the same approach.